presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. 70 miles upriver in the Malay jungle, Jim Bradley, Lily DeVril, and Kolo, Jim's faithful servant, are encamped on a tiger hunt. Suddenly, the hunt is interrupted by the appearance of Major Breeze of the U.S. Army Intelligence Division, who has journeyed halfway around the world to talk with Jungle Jim. Lil, sensing his mission to be a new and perhaps even more dangerous adventure than those on which they have embarked in the past, reminds Jim of his intention to quit the game. And Jim eases her mind with the assurance that he will make no promises to the Major. And so our scene opens in Jungle Jim's tent. The Major is talking.
Yes, I heard of that. The warlords of northern China, I believe.
Yes, Major. But don't give me credit for that. Mr. Reel and Kolo were in that affair from the beginning.
Without a doubt.
Just as they were largely responsible for the capture of the ghost of the Java Seas.
Oh, I didn't hear much of that.
Oh, a pirate playing the devil with shipping along the Borneo coast. The government tried to locate him, but he was too slick for them. So finally, the ship owners engaged us, and, well, Major, we got him.
Mr. Bradley, that's your reputation.
We've been pretty lucky, I guess.
Well, young man, I'm here to ask you to try your luck again.
I gathered that, but, Major...
Now,
I...
please, don't make any hasty decision. There's going to be plenty of excitement and adventure in this exploit, but best of all, there'll be a nice profit. In fact, I can promise you a fee for this affair on which you can retire permanently and live a life of ease.
Well, if I had any inclination to do that, it would have been done a long time ago. I've made all the money I need. No, Major, money is no item.
This is big money.
There isn't enough money in the world to make me do something I don't want to do, Major.
Well, of course, you don't know yet whether or not you want to do this.
Now, I'm just warning you. You see, Mr. Reel and I had quite a talk. He's a little tired of this business, and I, we just about decided the Borneo affair was our last.
I see. Well, suppose we ask her in. I'll outline the proposition and see what you both think of it.
I think that's a very good idea, Major. Kolo. Kolo.
Juan Jim, call Kolo.
Yes, Kolo. Will you go over to Mr. Reel's tent and ask her to come over here?
Yes, Juan.
You better come back too, Kolo. The Major wants to talk to us about something.
Yes, Juan. Kolo, get Missy Lil.
And so Kolo slipped through the canvas doorway and strode toward the tent of Lily DeVril. He didn't observe a dark-skinned native hiding behind the back canvas of Jim's tent, the body servant of Major Breeze, his ear glued to the thin canvas wall, listening to every word of the conversation inside. Kolo saw none of this as he covered the short distance to find Lil relaxing in her own hammock.
Excuse Kolo, Miss Lil.
Yes, Kolo.
Tuan Jim asked Kolo bring you over to his tent.
Is the Major there?
Yes, Major talking with Tuan Jim.
Kolo, they're trying to get Jungle Jim to tackle a new job. We've got to keep him from it.
Miss Lil not want try new hunt.
We've had enough, Kolo. We've been lucky. We've come through these last ones without a scratch. But if he takes this job, you and Jim might just as well be at the bottom of the Java Sea.
Tuan Jim too smart for them.
That's right, he is. And you outsmarted Smithers and Lefty and got them to dig up the loot they buried.
Oh, Kolo just played trick.
You had good luck.
Kolo have luck, yes.
That luck isn't going to last forever.
Sometime bad luck, maybe?
Yes, just once. That's all it takes, once. And it's all over.
Juan Jim like take chance.
That's what I say. We're going to have to keep him out of this. He has fame and money, everything he could want. A new job can't do a thing for him except ruin it all. We have to save him.
Kolo guess maybe Juan Jim save himself.
Wait a minute. Jim means a lot to you, doesn't he?
Juan Jim mean all to Kolo. Juan die, Kolo die.
That's right. He means a lot to me, too. I'm a woman, Kolo. He said we'd go to America. We'd get married. That's an adventure, too. And from what I've heard, it's no cinch. But I'm going to try it. And you and I are going to have to put it over. He has to turn the Major down.
Kolo understand. I help Missy Lil. Oh,
thanks. Come on.
Determined to refuse the proposal of Major Breeze, whatever it may be, and to do all in their power to keep Jungle Jim from accepting it, Shanghai Lil and Kolu make their way toward the tent of Jim and Major Breeze. As they near it, a dark-skinned figure slinks into the shadows back of Jim's tent. Kolu notices it, but senses no danger, as camp natives are always prowling around, hunting trinkets and junk around the tents. But as they disappear inside the tent, the silent body servant of Major Breeze returns to his place against the back wall, listening to the conversation within.
Come in, Lil. That's it. Yeah, sit over here, where this chair is more comfortable.
Thanks.
Oh, take my chair, Mr. Rill.
Sit still, Major. Sit still.
Sit down, Kolo.
Thanks. Mr. Bradley tells me...
Oh, call me Jim.
Thanks. Jim tells me you had a pretty close call with a tiger, Mr. Rill.
I guess I'm a poorer shot than I thought.
Oh, no.
We all miss sometimes.
I'll pick out a smaller one to miss next time.
Well, the important thing is the tiger is dead.
Yes, thank goodness. Or maybe I should say, thank Jim.
I guess you two make a pretty good team.
The three of us, Major. Kolu made the platform.
Kolu platform bad, like Missy Little Shot.
All of which made it one of those great adventures you never forget.
Not very soon, anyway.
And I come halfway around the world to propose another one.
That's why I wanted you and Kolu here, Lil. After all, we've gone into the others together.
You don't mean you've decided?
Nothing has been decided yet, Lil.
Oh.
In fact, nothing has been proposed yet. Jim, 6 weeks ago, I sat in the office of one of the most important government officials in Washington. We were talking of the Paguan Islands.
The Paguan Islands?
Yes. Are you familiar with them?
Oh, yes. Yes, I know of them.
You've been there recently?
Well, no, not recently.
Yeah, Major, you'll find that Mr. Reel has been around considerable.
Yes, yes. Do you know the people there?
Oh, very slightly. Go ahead, I'm sorry I interrupted.
Not at all. The Paguan Islands have been governed by the United States in the past.
They're going to be granted their independence very soon, I understand.
And that's the government's plan. But just recently there has arisen certain complications. As a matter of record, the American government has actually guaranteed to give them independence, but now is faced with a grave danger.
A foreign power?
We don't think so.
You doubt their readiness?
Oh, to some extent. But the real danger to the whole project now seems to come from an American, a man with a twisted but extremely brilliant mind. It's almost like a chapter from the life of Aaron Burr. This fellow has an immense personal fortune. And he and his organization are conducting a reign of terror through the more remote sections of the island.
Well, Major, what's the idea?
His plan seems to be to establish control over a majority of the natives, so that when the United States withdraws from the island, he may overthrow the native government and establish himself as their ruler.
Well, it looks like you've done a great detective job then, Major. When are you going in and capture the fellow?
Yes, you certainly have a good case against him.
On the contrary, I've told you what we suspect. What we have good reason to believe is true, but what we now have no way of proving.
Well, surely your organization has enough men and the means to clear up an airtight case like that.
Well, not quite. We have seen results, but although we have tried every way, we are unable to get any conclusive evidence on the man.
It seems a pretty big undertaking for him to conceal.
Why, it's one of the biggest revolutionary schemes with which we have ever come in contact.
Well, Major, it looks fairly simple. Anyone close to him should be able to learn his methods, and then with a well-planned trap...
But the man to engineer that trap is what I came halfway around the world to find.
The Paguan Islands.
You really seem to have already done the work.
I'd like to say we had. I'd like to say that from here on it's simply a routine matter, this trap business. But I'm afraid it isn't. Jim, this man has one of the keenest and cruelest minds in a human being. He's sinister. I'm certain that the person who goes into this takes his life in his hands.
What did I tell you, Jim?
Go ahead, Major.
If he is ever even suspected by this would-be emperor, his life would be forfeited. You see, this man already controls much of the native population. He's hired their witch doctors and their tribal chiefs, bribed them to play his game. No one is safe. No one can be trusted. There is no way of telling who on the island is in the plot to overthrow the native government as soon as independence is granted.
Is this situation generally known?
No. No, so far as we know, no one outside the conspirators themselves know. But once or twice on this trip, I thought someone was following me. But that's improbable.
Well, Major, what do you want from me?
We were asked to find the man who would dare to take the chance and was smart enough to catch the key man of the plot. We decided there was only one man, Jungle Jim Bradley. What will you say?
It looks like a one-man job, all right.
But that Goon Island.
They seem to interest you, Lil.
Yes, they do. They do.
What do you say?
Well, Major Breeze...
Jim, wait. Don't answer yet.
Why not?
Don't answer now.
What's the matter, Lil? Maybe I was going to say no. That's what you wanted me to say, wasn't it?
Maybe. Maybe not. Just don't answer now till I tell you why. Later.
Why did Shanghai Lil suddenly keep Jungle Jim from answering Major Breeze? Did she see the shadow of the Major's body servant pressed against the back wall of Jim's tent? Did she suspect they were being spied upon? Or did the mention of the Paguan Islands bring memories to the mind of Shanghai Lil that may affect Jim's decision? What will Jungle Jim's answer be? Follow the adventures of Jungle Jim on the air and in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the great comic supplement which comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The Comic Weekly is the world's largest comic supplement containing the best humor and adventure stories depicted in full-color action pictures. Follow your favorites, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, the Katzenjammer Kids, the Little King, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. All these and many others of your favorite comic characters are to be found in full color in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.